Do magnetar's X-ray luminosities exceed their spin-down luminosities? By Hausching R. Davin. The prevailing view that magnetar's X-ray luminosities exceed their spin-down luminosities is based on the assumption that the decay with distance of the flux of the X-rays received from magnetars obeys the inverse square law. The results presented here, of testing the hypothesis of independence of luminosities and distances of magnetars by means of the Efron-Petrosian statistic, do not uphold this assumption. However, they imply that the observational data in the McGill magnetar catalog are consistent with the dependence SD-3/2 of the flux densities S of these objects on their distances D at substantially higher levels of significance than they are with the dependence SD-2. These results are not incompatible with the requirements of the conservation of energy because the radiation process described in R. Davin, 2021, MNRAS, 507, 4530, by which the superluminally moving current sheet in the magnetosphere of a neutron star is shown to generate the slowly decaying X-ray pulses, is intrinsically transient. Once their overestimation is rectified, the ratios of X-ray to spin-down luminosities of known magnetars turn out to be invariably lower than 1. A magnetar differs from other rotationally powered pulsars only in that it is observed along a privileged latitudinal direction relative to its spin axis. The closer is the line of sight to a direction in which the radiation from the current sheet is focused, the higher the frequency content and the lower the decay rate with distance of the observed radiation. The outbursts characterizing the emission of a magnetar thus arise from sudden movements of its spin or magnetic axes. This was Do Magnetars X-ray Luminosities Exceed Their Spin-Down Luminosities? By Hausching R. Davin.